Chapter 12. Puddle Jumper. After our poisoned cookie plan fails, I lead us back into the forest and try to retrace our steps. Not that I'm ready to go home yet. I can't leave Zamel until I figure out how to change Snow's story back to the way it was. Snow's so nice. She deserves a happy ending. It's not fair if she doesn't get one because of us. And once the story is fixed, I want to skedaddle as fast as possible. I think time has stopped in Smithville, but what if it hasn't? I don't want Mom and Dad to worry. But first, we fix the story. We have to. If we don't, Evil Evelyn could return and kill Snow for real. I can't let that happen. Snow can't die because of us. I feel cold and sick just thinking about it. This is it. Jonah says, this is where we came out. How can you tell? I ask. All the trees look the same to me. Forget Yopopa. Is my brother a genius? A nature genius? He points to a pile on the ground. I see Mom and Dad's law books and the computer chairs behind that tree. Oh, right. This is where you two arrived? Snow asks. She picks up one of the law books and flips through it. Yep, I say. Now all we have to do is figure out how to get back. To get here, I knocked on the mirror 3 times, Jonah says. What if I do that again? But there's no mirror here, Snow says. Good point, Jonah says. What about something else with a reflection? I ask. Jonah points in the distance. Look, a puddle! Water! Water has a reflection, right? Yes. Perfect! The three of us run toward it. I'm going to try, Jonah says. Wait, I say, but what if it works? We can't go home yet. What if the puddle starts to pull us all toward it and then we're back in our basement? We still haven't fixed Snow's story. What if Snow gets pulled back with us? How would I explain her to my parents? Not that they'd mind. She is really nice. And her cooking might be gross, but she does clean. She could even stay in my room. We could be BFFs. Even better than BFFs, she could be the older sister I never had but always wanted. Yes! She'd lend me her clothes, French braid my hair, and teach me how to do a handstand. Although, she wouldn't be allowed to tell Jonah what to do. That's my job. She wouldn't be allowed to tell me what to do either. Maybe I don't really want an older sister. I won't knock more than twice, Jonah says. The mirror in the basement hissed when I knocked once, and then turned purple when I knocked twice. If the puddle turns purple, then I'll stop. Perfect, I say. Except I doubt this will work. There's not much of a reflection. Just a lot of mud. Jonah drops to his knees. He lifts his hand in knocking position. He knocks, or at least he tries to knock. But instead, he ends up putting his fist into the dirty water. Snow and I giggle. Jonah looks confused. Then he says, "Let me try again." He does it again. Splash. We giggle again. "It's not hissing or turning purple," he says, disappointment written all over his face. I look down at the still brown and still silent puddle. Nope. "One more time," Jonah says and lifts his fist. "Don't," I say, "just in case. What if it's too brown for us to see the purple? What if its hissing part is broken? It could still work on the third knock and drag us home." Too late. His hand slices into the puddle. Splash. No purple. No hissing. Just a muddy hand. Tee-hee. Thank goodness. Maybe we need to leave the way we came, I say as Jonah wipes his hand on a leaf. But the cottage doesn't have a basement, Jonah points out. Not a basement, I say. An actual mirror. Enid has a mirror, Snow says. You can try hers. Is it magic? Jonah asks, his voice hopeful. What we really need is a magic mirror. Snow shakes her head. Sorry, I only know one person who has a magic mirror. My stepmother. My jaw drops. Of course! Evil Evelyn has a magic mirror. That's how Snow got into this mess in the first place. I bet her mirror could take us home, or at the very least, it would know how to get us home, since it's magic and all. Snow shakes her head. She'd never let us use it. She's not big on sharing, and we'd have to sneak in. Where did Evil Evelyn get the mirror? I ask. Maybe there are more around. Well, why not? I have one in my own basement. It came with the castle, she says. It gets handed down from queen to queen. Her eyes get teary. It used to be my mom's. I can feel tears in my eyes, too. Poor Snow doesn't have a mom or a dad. I feel a squeeze in my stomach. I miss my mom and dad a lot. What if I was wrong about time stopping at home? What if right now they're missing me too? But I'm sure my mom never used it for evil, Snow adds. I blink away my tears. I guess we'll have to sneak in. Snow turns white with fear, which is no easy feat considering she's already pretty pale. I'm scared. If she catches us, she'll throw us in the dungeons. Or kill us. Probably kill us. Jonah's eyes widen. Do you think she'd eat our lungs and livers, too? Snow nods. She might. Do you think she'd use ketchup? I bet they'd be pretty gross without ketchup. I roll my eyes. She's not going to eat any of us, okay? We're not going to let her see us. We're sneaking in, not barging in. Anyway, maybe the mirror at the cottage will work and we won't even have to go there. On our way back to the cottage, Snow says, I have an idea about how to fix my story, but it might be dumb. My teacher always says there are no dumb ideas, I say. Only dumb people. Wait, no, I don't think that's how it goes. Snow looks stricken. Do you think I'm dumb? Of course not. True, she did fall for the queen's disguises multiple times, but that's because she's too nice. And anyway, I almost fell for it too, but only once. You're just too trusting, I say. Sometimes you let people push you around. She twirls her hair. What do you mean? Well, you're a princess living in a cottage with strangers instead of your own castle. There must be some way to get back what's rightfully yours. She walks for a few moments without talking. It's just that my stepmother is so much tougher than me. I'm weak. Snow, she's already tried to eat your lungs, suffocate you, poison you, and smush you with a hammer. But you managed to survive all those attempts. You're tougher than you think. Snow's eyes widen. I didn't think of it that way. Well, you should. You're one tough, unpoisoned cookie. So what's your idea? She squares her shoulders and stands up taller. Well, you said that the prince finds me dead, falls in love with me, and then brings me back to life, right? Exactly. So why don't we just skip the dying part? I lie in the box, close my eyes, and act like I was just poisoned. He comes along, falls in love, carries me home, and I spring back to life. Except I was never dead. I stop walking and look at her. So the story will basically stay the same, but you don't have to eat poison. Or have your head smushed. She bites her thumb. Dumb. I link my arm through hers. Not at all. You know what? It might just work. A few minutes later, we're back at the cottage and knocking on Enid's mirror. Nothing happens. We also knock on all the shiny pots, just to be sure. Nope, no hissing or purple anywhere. Now what? Jonah asks. First, we'll fix Snow's story, I say. Then we'll have to sneak into Evil Evelyn's castle and visit the magic mirror. So we get to spend another night? Yay! Not yay. I'm not looking forward to another night of your feet in my face. And I don't want Mom and Dad to worry. But, Abby, you said the time stopped at home, Jonah says. So that means they're asleep. They don't even know we're gone. I know. I glance down at my watch. Wait a sec. It says 1:05 a.m. My watch is working again, but really slowly. We've been here one fairy tale day, but my watch says only an hour has passed. Maybe time hasn't stopped at home like I thought. Maybe it's actually 1:05 a.m. at home. Maybe every day here equals an hour at home. So we can stay? Well, Mom and Dad wake up at 6:45 and wake us up at 7. So as long as we only stay for just under 6 days, we'll get home before they realize we're gone. He shrugs. Easy peasy. All right, I say. We'll stay. But if you kick me in the face again, I'll pull an evil Evelyn and I'll eat my liver. He giggles. I snap my teeth. Your toes.